Hello. Welcome to the Woman Christian CEO Podcast, the inspirational podcast designed for women of faith. Here is your host, Shea Shazinga.
Welcome to the Woman Christian CEO Life Coach School. I am so super excited today. We have an amazing guest, Miss Alexis Hintz, and she's going to be telling us about herself and her entrepreneurial journey. But before we do that, I just want to encourage all of you amazing listeners to make sure you hit subscribe to our channel and make sure that way you can get all of the notifications when we host our podcast. Also, we have a workshop coming up again, July 25th. It's going to be a virtual workshop. We will be going back in the center real soon, but we are still focusing on virtual. And those who want to attend, it is the Woman Christian CEO Life Coach Training. And you want to be a part of that one-day training. It's an introduction to what we do and how we serve women who are launching their businesses. And so all you need to go do is go to the website, thewomanchristianceolive.com, thewomanchristianceolive.com, and that will tell you more. But without further ado, I am ready to introduce our amazing guest. She has been a part of the It's My Time to Rise and Christian Woman community for almost 2 years, I believe, right, Alexis?
Yes.
And it's been an amazing journey for us to not just be client and coach, but to evolve as friends. And so I'm really grateful for her. And so without further ado, Alexis, please tell you who you are.
Well, thank you so much, Shea, for this opportunity. I am so thankful and feel very blessed to be a part of the community that you have developed. It has been an amazing opportunity for me. So I am Alexis Hintz. I am the artisan maker at Naturally Royal Body Products. I make artisan handmade soaps, body butter, shea butter, and candles. I bath bombs, the whole body line. And I am just glad to be able to just bring to the community a natural based product using the most exquisite and luxurious products that I can find on the market.
And let me tell you, everybody, her products are off the chain. I am a avid product. I buy her product, body butters. Soaps are the bomb. Let me just tell you. As a matter of fact, I'm getting ready to place an order. And so, Alexis, so please tell us, how did you get into this? What made you start making your own bath and body products?
Well, it was a interesting transition. I had a daughter. I have a daughter who was having some eczema issues. Mm-hmm. And I just was frustrated. You know, the doctor prescribe all these creams and medications for her. And I just started, you know, going to old schools, doing things that I had seen my mom do, soaking her with oatmeal baths. And that was the first product that I kind of just started experimenting with, different oatmeal body soaks. And I wanted to, you know, start learning about the different products that were out there and the benefits they have to the body. And my line just began to expand from there.
Awesome. Awesome. And you know what? I love your product so much because, again, they all are natural and they are luxurious. We even had a workshop one time where you could come in and do your own body, but I can't wait. We'll be able to do that again soon.
Right. And I'm ready for this quarantine to be over just like everybody else.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This thing interrupted our lives, but yet you're still growing. And so that's exciting. So how does your business serve others?
It serves others in a lot of different ways. One, my main purpose is to provide a product that provides the user an experience. Mm-hmm. And as I grow as an artisan and learn more about products, I have begun to really focusing on what is the best product for an individual. So I offer a lot of opportunity for people to customize. That's really why I started the workshop, because I wanted people to be able to make a customized body butter. Mm. You know, something that was unique to them. They select which butters, they select which oils, they select the scent and everything. I wanted something to be very customized because truly I want my products to be an experience. And I want a product that, an experience you can enjoy and create, designed by you.
Wow, I love that, because you know why? You empower the consumer to get to choose what's going in his or her product.
Right.
And then now we really know what's going on our body and our skin. Right. And so, and like I said, products are off the chain. I'm just awesome. So what is the hardest lesson you had to learn about building your business?
Well, this business is my baby. Yeah. And like any child, it takes nurturing. Mm-hmm. There are going to be some wonderful moments and there are going to be some tears.
Oh, yes.
And so, you know, it's not for the weary. It's not for the weak at heart. Mm-hmm. And you have to be able to learn and be open to learning, be open to mentoring and coaching, because there's just so many things I just don't know. And if I want to be able to raise this business up in a way that gives honor to me, then I need to be able to position myself in such a way that I'm feeding it and nurturing it and learning for myself how to grow it so it can be a viable business.
I love it. I love it. So let me ask you this, Alexis. I remember when we first met, and you have been, you know, you have been doing a little bit here, a little bit there. How would you say having a coach versus not having a coach help you build your business?
Oh my goodness. It such a difference. Prior to reaching out to you, Shea, and signing on for you to be my coach, I was just spinning my wheels. Mm. I was everywhere. I was at the local farmer's market. I was at every crafts fair. I was sitting out in this 100+ degree heat of Sacramento trying to sell my wares everywhere. Right. And I just was spinning my wheels. I just could not seem to catch traction, you know, and it's frustrating because when you know you have a good product, and you just can't seem to find the right spot for you to move in. Mm-hmm. And I definitely feel like having gotten a business coach and working with you and your group, it has just allowed me to get more focused. It has allowed me to, you know, get better understanding and connect with people, women who are doing different types of businesses, who I can get information and ideas from and brainstorm with. I think that's probably one of the greatest things, because there are people at different levels of their business that you can feed off of and share information with. So it just helped me to be focused, laser focused on what I need, mm-hmm. defining who my audience is and pursuing my audience where they are, versus just being everywhere. I was everywhere, here, there, everywhere. I'm gonna be over here, I'm gonna be over there, selling places. You know, I remember one time I was at Denial's farmer's market. It was probably 1,000 degrees out there. I well over 100 degrees. It was nobody there. Why am I, and my stuff just melting and just, it was horrible.
Right.
And so, but since I've been focused, I have been able to just really be more selective on where I go, and I have just seen such an amazing increase in my customer base, in my profits. And so that focus has allowed me to really grow as a businesswoman.
That, I love that. I love that. So listeners, so having support, a community, a coach helps you get focus. So yes. You're not all over the place and streamline where you want to be and how you want to do it. And that's how increase happens in business. So yeah, I definitely remember that, but you have grown tremendously. Even in your branding and packaging and putting it all together, it has definitely went to a different level, a new level in serving your clients. What is the greatest reward you have seen so far in your journey as an entrepreneur?
Well, I definitely believe that the greatest reward has just been my ability to be able to serve and walk in my purpose. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a great 9-to-5 job.
Yeah, right, right.
That truly does not serve the purpose of what Alexis was created to be or to do. And so my business allows me to use the gifts that I have been given and blessed with to serve my community, and not just serve it in selling my products, mm-hmm. but serving and talking about what, you know, different skincare issues that people may have, serve it by, you know, allowing me to have, you know, I heard you speaking today about being able to make donations to projects that are close to your heart. Right. You know, I have been able to do that.
Yeah.
It has allowed me to be able to get in the community and serve in a way that, to really just be in my purpose and serving.
You know what? Thank you for sharing that, Alexis, on how it's a reward to you. And I'm glad you brought up about how your business, when you operate in your purpose, it gives you the opportunity to help others, you know, especially in the day that we're living in, other people need finance. They may be on the front line doing their mission. So we're in position to financially support where we can so they can help further the mission and fighting in injustice and things like that. And so that's the power of having your own business and the reward of having it. And I like what you talked about. You got a great 9-to-5. You know, that's God's provision to make sure the your needs are being met. Now he's provided the next level where wealth is created.
Right.
Now we can give into our community, and not just for the community, but for your family too.
Right.
You know, able to do things and the things that you desire.
And I truly want to be able to, I want other people to say, if she can do it, I can do it too.
Come on. That's it.
Parent, I am, you know, I grew up in a single parent household. We did not have a lot. And I want that person in my community to say, if she can do it, if she can expand her business, my business this year, I'm thankful to say, has expanded beyond just the products I've known and into real estate and investing. If she can do it, I can do it too. Because truly I believe that that is the way that we as a people make changes within our communities.
Yes.
And I want to be able to be that example.
I love it. Now you just mentioned a little bit that you're doing some investing also, like you're in an investment club. Just tell us a little bit about that.
Right. So I am a part of a club. Our name is Black Wealth Matters.
Mm-hmm.
And we are, we believe that collective investing help us to grow and do more. But we also believe in financial education.
Mm.
So we are open to anyone can come and learn and glean the information, because we want people to come, get the information, and take it back within their environment, their communities, right? So, and it opened my eyes and my knowledge base. Mm-hmm. You know, there are things that we, growing up, we didn't talk about sitting around the table.
Come on. Right.
You know, my mom did not talk about investing or real estate or stocks. We didn't have those conversations. And now as I learn, I can pass that information on to my kids.
Mm-hmm.
But what also allowed me to open an understanding of, I can participate in this. Why can't I have investment property? Why can't I have a stock portfolio? Why can't I have a self-directed IRA? Why can't I have these? I didn't even know what some of these things was before.
Right.
But now that I'm educating myself, I can get involved in not only building wealth, but building the legacy.
Mm.
Not only my family, but for my community.
Right. I love everything you said. And I love what you said. Black Wealth Matters.
Right.
Black Wealth Matters. And I was just talking about in one of the Facebook Lives how when we have economic power, we can make decisions. We can back these people to help get laws in place that supports us and not hurt us and harm us. That is the power of creating wealth. And having your own business is one of the tools that allows you to do that. Right. Come on, Miss Alexis. I'm loving this. This is good stuff.
Right. Yes.
So what advice would you give an aspiring entrepreneur who's just getting started?
Keep pressing. Yes. It's going to always feel like there's some roadblock there. That is when you have to have one beat. I believe you have to be grounded and prayed up.
Yeah.
Because the enemy will come and try to discourage you at every opportunity. Mm. So one, you got to stay prayed up.
Right.
Two, you got to surround yourself with people who, when you can't pray, go pray for you.
Come on now.
You can't encourage yourself, they're going to encourage you.
Yes.
Because there have been many a days where I said, you know, is this what I really, you know, this takes a lot of time. This takes a lot of effort.
Yes.
I go to work 9 to 5. I come home. I make products till 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night. On the weekend, I pack up my car and I'm going to different events to sell my products. I'm building my website. I'm doing these things. It is tiring. I've got 2 adult children, 4 nieces that I'm helping and raising. It is a lot.
Wow.
But when you are on your purpose, you know, you don't feel as tired.
Right.
When you do feel tired, you pray for yourself. And when you can't pray for yourself, you surround yourself with people who are going to constantly pray for you and encourage you. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm so thankful for the group that you have created, Cher, because it is truly, it's more, so much more than just advising.
Right. Yeah.
The women in your group are just amazing in and of themselves individually. Yes. And I am just thankful to have connected to some in a way, you know, to be able to support one another's in our business endeavors, and to be able to get that information that keeps me moving forward. Mm. And just that knowledge, you know, it's not a competition. We are here to support one another. And if you need a little pushing, I'm gonna push you. And when I need some pushing, you need to push me.
Right.
Because we can all get there. It's a pot of gold for all of us to get to.
Come on.
There's wealth for all of us. That wealth is out there for all of us to get. And we just need to be able to be supportive. And so if a person is starting out, it's easy to get discouraged.
Yes.
It's easy to say, you know, is this worth it? Mm-hmm. And it is. It is worth it. It is worth it for yourself. It is worth it for your children. It is worth it for your community. Our community needs businesses that look like us, that are investing in our communities, not only for the children of our communities. You know, why can't we be our own angel investors?
Ooh, that's awesome. Yes. Come on now.
That's definitely what I would say. If you're an inspiring business person or you're just starting out, keep pressing and surround yourself with people who will help you keep pressing.
That's it. That's it right there. Surrounding yourself, being a part of a community that will encourage you. Even when you get tired, take a moment, breathe, and let's go back at it. You know what I mean? Right. And so, because sometimes we do get tired, like, you know what? I need a few days to recoup. Let me recoup. Right. And then we're going to get back at it. And so that's awesome. And then also getting the encouragement that you need to keep going and not quitting. And like you said, building our communities and being our own angel investors in each other. You know what I'm saying? And that's what, you know, building a successful, structured business will do for our communities. It will definitely do that. So Alexis, tell us how we can order your products, how we can get more information.
Yes. So my website is naturallyroyal.net. That's naturallyroyal.net. I can also be found on Facebook, Naturally Royal. soaps, body, and candles. Mm-hmm. And on Instagram, Naturally Royal You, Y-O-U, because you are naturally royal.
Awesome. I love it, Alexis. Thank you so much for being my guest today. You have dropped some powerful nuggets that we're going to take away and implement. And I thank you so much for being a part of our community. The community doesn't thrive without you. It doesn't thrive without amazing women like yourself. So I thank you for trusting me to be on this journey with you. And for everyone who wants to learn more about our products, you heard how you could get in contact with her. But also, if you look in our comment section, I will make sure the link is there. You can get her all of her social media platform information, and you could just click on it and go there, and you can place your order there. So I want to thank all of the listeners who's listening in today to the Woman Christian CEO podcast. Make sure you give us all 5 stars. That's what we want. All 5 stars and subscribe to our podcast. Be blessed until next time. God bless.
Thank you for listening, Lady CEOs. Please share this podcast with your community. Don't forget to receive your free gift, the Coaching Starter Kit,